According to Hannah Thompson-Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, a perception change needs to happen for animal agriculture. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
From our perspective, the radical animal rights movement, a very small fringe of the population, isn't who we need to be worried about reaching. Those people have already made up their minds about our industry. There's nothing we can do. No amount of transparency or farm tours or outreach is ever going to shake what they foundationally believe and are promoting about our industry. So who we need to be focusing on and focusing on their perceptions is that movable middle. It's the vast majority of consumers who don't have a connection to animal agriculture, but they buy food at the grocery store or they're in some kind of a leadership position like a legislator or at a retail and restaurant brand, and they're being influenced by those activist groups. They're hearing a lot of negativity and misinformation about the industry. We want to have a bright future, and we want to make sure we have consumers and customers into the future. It is essential that we all step up and we all work to change that perception, and we all work to make sure that when people think of animal agriculture, they're thinking of things that are true and that they are confident in their food supply and that they can go grocery shopping and they can go to a restaurant and order a dish that has milk, meat, and eggs and feel comfortable doing it and not like they should feel guilty or unsure about whether that's an industry they should support. So the perception that we're focused on, the perception that we think is really important, it's that consumer, it's those influencers and decision makers, not any radical activists.
Hannah tells it like it is in a pretty articulate and strong way, doesn't she?
David Sparks, aginfo.net.